Merhava, blessings. Welcome to this episode of Embodying the Shehinah. This podcast is here to support us and guide us during these times of accelerating energies and heightening awakenings to embody, integrate, remember our soul essence. I am your host. My name is Aria. I am an ordained Magdalene priestess, a Reiki master, energy and sound alchemist, and I am your guide for this sound activation. This sound activation is the companion episode to the Lemurian Wisdom Codes episode. If you have not checked that out, I do encourage you to check that out after the sound activation. So sound activations, a little bit of housekeeping before we get rolling. Sound activations are energetic healings. They are energetic transmissions. So I do encourage you to create a sacred container around yourself, light a candle, burn a little bit of incense, make sure you are in a safe and undisturbed space where you can really enjoy and fully partake in these activations, in these sonic frequencies. The other thing to do would be you can use a little bit of rosemary or lavender if you would like. If you like to anoint yourself with oils, please do so. If you are operating heavy machinery or driving, which is operating heavy machinery, please, I encourage you can listen to this in the background, but please don't try to meditate for your safety. Make sure that you can be either seated or lying down, ideally lying down so you can really receive, palms up to receive the energy, or you can have your right hand over your heart, your left over your womb space, your hada. Long, deep breathing, eyes closed. If you would like an eye mask, please grab one. And just make sure you can really dedicate this time to aligning with your soul, with your frequency, with the divine, with our spirit guides, and allowing these Lemurian creation codes, these wisdom codes of the ancient Lemurian civilization to actually come through us. And the Lemurian civilization, I speak more about it in the episode, but just a little bit about them. The Lemurian civilization was a civilization that anchored the frequency of divine love, of unconditional love. They were incredibly heart-centered, and their high heart was actually more activated than the heart, so it's actually the higher octave of the heart chakra. So it's a really beautiful frequency for healing the heart, for healing our creation energies, for healing our intuition. So I do invite you to just allow yourself to go within and let's see what is revealed to us through these beautiful activations. So all you need to do is be open to receive as we get started. As I call in Archangel Raphael, healer of mind and body, I call in your healing energy, asking that you fill our beings with the breath of life and that you nourish our spirits. I call upon El Shaddai to activate the power of the word within us. In the direction of the south, the element of water, the Maya. I call upon the Maya and the Mayim and the Shemayim, the higher and lower waters of creation, to flow through us, nurturing, nourishing, purifying, and healing our hearts and our womb spaces. Bless us with fertility, creation energy. Bless us with expansion of the heart and alignment with ease, flow, abundance. I call upon Archangel Gabriel, bringer of intuition and emotional clarity, I ask that you bless us with emotional clarity. Bless us with healing, with purification, with wisdom. As I call upon El Shaddai to activate the divine feminine codes within us. I call in the direction of the east, the element of fire, the Nukhra. I call upon the Nukhra to burn clean what is stagnant and dense in our energy fields, alchemizing and transmuting it into light. Teach us the wisdom of fire, of transformation, of alchemy, of transmutation. I call in Archangel Uriel, bringer of truth. Illuminator of truth. I ask that you align us with the frequency of truth so we may hear it, know it, feel it in our bones. Bless us with purification, with alignment, with hope, courage, strength, and confidence as I call upon El Shaddai to activate the Chuba within us, the sacred flame of holy desire that is in alignment with the soul, with the divine. I call in the direction of the west, the element of earth, the Arha. I call upon the Arha to bring us grounding, stability, safety, protection, security. Teach us the wisdom of the earth and the lands upon which we walk. Allow us to live in greater reverence and harmony with the earth, activating the ley lines and vortices beneath our feet as we aid humanity and Gaia in this ascension journey. May we remember our oneness with the earth and the cosmic realms, walking gently upon the body of Gaia, so we may more deeply align with her mysteries, with her wisdom, her strength, the abundance and protection she gives us. I call in Archangel Michael, protector of the earth. I call in your protective energy, asking that you ground us in courage and strength, that you utilize the blue flame to alchemize any dense energies, any attachments from our field, shielding us with your blue flame of protection as I call upon El Shaddai to purify our physical vessels, blessing our creations. I call in the golden light of Shekhinah, the divine feminine presence, the Holy Spirit, allowing her golden light to emanate from the cosmic womb, making her way to the earth, through the skies and the clouds above us. Allowing her to purify and alchemize any veils that keep us in separation from the divine. Calling in all of our spirit guides, angels, archangels, light beings of the highest frequencies of unconditional love, light, and healing. I call in all our Lemurian guides, the Pleiadian seventh sisters, the Hathors, the frequencies of this ancient civilization that embodied and grounded unconditional love here on this earth plane. Allowing the golden light intuition, clarity, focus. Clearing and activating the third eye, the Ajna chakra. Clearing old patterns, old wounds, anywhere we choose not to see. Removing blocks and veils. Dissolving the cords and the memories of past lifetimes. Where the gifts of our intuition were abused, misused. Where we were persecuted, abandoned, in hiding, due to our intuitive abilities, allowing all these patterns to be dissolved from our energy field, our physical body, from our aura, as we bring in even more of the golden light, allowing ourselves to ground and anchor the wisdom of the divine, the messages from our spirit guides, the messages from our higher self. Birthing true and authentic communication into the world, clearing the cords and the vows of silence and religious orders we may have taken in past lifetimes that kept us from expressing the gifts of our soul. Knowing that we entered into agreements in those lifetimes that were fulfilled and no longer need to bind us in this lifetime. So allowing the light to alchemize all of those lifetimes and memories. Thank you. as we allow the walls that we have built around our heart to begin to soften, envisioning any walls of separation we may still be holding on to. Beginning to become transparent, see through to the point that they're no longer there. All we are is light, love. Activating the frequencies of beauty, of grace, of harmony, unifying all polarities in our heart space. The golden light is expanding in the high heart. Envision the high heart pulsing with a turquoise energy. Expanding in a beautiful gold and turquoise energy. Thank you. of Shahina to purify, alchemize any dense energy, any traumas, any karmas. envisioning a golden umbilical cord of light, a frequency of sound. Forming and then expanding and extending down through the mahut, through the body, through the energy field, and connecting you to the Earth Star Chakra. Connecting you to the fifth dimensional light grid of Gaia. To the ley lines and vortices beneath our feet. And then extending downwards, envisioning this umbilical cord of golden frequency, golden light, golden sound. Penetrating through the layers of earth, through the aquifers, the hidden underground rivers, through the rock and the sand, through the most ancient layers of earth, to merge and unite with the crystalline womb space of Gaia. Pachamama, to the great dragoness, to her womb, envisioning the crystalline womb expanding to hold us. Whatever needs to be shed and let go of, liberated from our being, being filled with this unconditional love frequency that is the light. As we bring the diamond white light and the golden light into our energy field, into our physical vessel, into all the sefirot, Malchut, Yesod, Hod Netzach, Tiferet, Hesed Gevura, Chochma Bina, Heter. As we are sacred vessels, containers of golden and diamond white light, shining brilliantly, allowing these to form a magenta flame in the yesod, a turquoise flame in the heart, and a violet flame in the third eye. And as these flames continue to expand, to alchemize and transmute, envision yourself in the flame, the turquoise flame in the high heart. Allowing this portal to bring us into sacred union. As we call in closer to this sacred container of this turquoise flame, Ima Hana, Mother Anna, Miriam Hamigdal, Mary Magdalene, Yeshua, the Hathors. Mother Mary, the lineage, of these great mystics, the Desert Rose lineage, the frequencies of Venus. As we open to receive healing activations, wisdom codes, guidance, we call in the Lemurian energy that is the frequency of unconditional love that infuses the Christos Magdala lineage with brilliant light. They were priestesses and priests of light, connected to the ancient lineages of the priestesses of light in Lemuria. Allowing these activations to permeate into our vessel, we open a fatah. intention, opening our hearts to divine love, to unconditional love and sacred union. Wow. Make sure you take time to ground after this. Drink plenty of water. These activations will be coursing through your field for the next few days, if not longer, because I mean, it's frequency is powerful, powerful modality. So please eat nourishing food, take care of your physical vessel, your body. Engage in a journal practice or pay attention to your dreams, whatever feels good to you. If you enjoy this, of course, subscribe, follow, share. You can connect with me on Instagram at Aurea Lara, AUREALARA, and also at Embodying the Shahina. You can find me on YouTube, where I do share longer version videos with mantras, mudra meditations, and of course, sound. As all of that helps us activate the sacred geometry of our tree of life, of our physical vessel, and really align with our soul, with the infinite expression of divine presence through us, through our incarnation. So I mentioned the YouTube. All the links are in the show notes. If you have not checked out the companion episode where I talk about the Lemurian civilization and what information I received about them, I do encourage you to check that out. That's also linked in the show notes. And as always, thank you for your presence. Thank you for sharing this sacred container with me. Have a blessed day of the goddess. Have a blessed day, whatever day you listen to this on. And of course, if you wish to learn more about sound, about alchemy of the soul through sound, and these beautiful crystal alchemy singing bowls and courses, please do give me a follow and reach out. And of course, one-on-one energetic healing sessions. All that can be found on my website. And I don't know if I mentioned this earlier, but I do hope that you're listening to this on a platform that does not cut into the body of this episode with advertisements. So please, you can listen on my website for free as many times as you want, sophianiccreation.com/podcasts. And I will see you and enjoy holding space for you in the next episodes. Blessings. Ahava.